A transcription.
Quiet, please. We're rolling. Speed. Camera. Action.
It's make-believe town, Hollywood. Welcome to Make-Believe Town, Hollywood, and another romantic story of the people to whom all the world's but a silver screen. Here to introduce Act One of today's story is one of Movieland's loveliest, most talented stars, Virginia Bruce.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for being with us again. You know, it's been said that this is an age of specialism. Most of us no longer just go to a doctor. We go to a heart specialist, an eye specialist, and so on. If you build a house, you engage a man who specializes in heating, and another who specializes in plumbing. An architect draws the plans, and six or seven specialists in their own fields build the house. But in show business, well, we've always seemed to put more emphasis on versatility than on specialty. Radio actors, for example, are sometimes heard in four or five different roles every day. In the movies, cameramen have also been directors. And writers sometimes produce their own scripts. We have an excellent example of versatility and talent in two different fields on our program today. David Ellis, as fine a radio actor who ever solved the crime and married the girl, is also the writer of today's script. So listen now, won't you, to Act One of Hollywood Romance, by David Ellis, with David Ellis, as Henry. Is Hollywood Boulevard at midnight. If you were a tourist, you'd find it surprisingly quiet and void of traffic. For Hollywood, as I've said before, is really a big, small town. And except for Saturday night, most of us retire fairly early. Honestly. Anyway, this isn't Saturday night, and the corner of Hollywood and Highland is pretty deserted. That is, except for a boy and a girl waiting for the northbound red car that will take them to the valley. They don't know each other. They are hardly conscious of the other's presence until the girl drops her purse.
Pardon? You dropped your purse?
Oh, so I did. Thank you.
You're perfectly welcome. Your purse.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Thanks.
You must be slightly nervous.
Yes.
Well, that's how it affects you sometimes.
I am a little nervous, I guess.
I can see that.
Well, I never drop things. I don't know what's the matter with me tonight.
Do you live in the valley?
Yes.
That was a silly question.
Oh, I don't think it was such a silly question.
It was a pretty silly question. What would you be doing on this corner otherwise? If you lived south, you'd be on the other corner.
No. I live in the valley.
Well, I don't really mind the valley. It's all right. What school did you go to?
North Hollywood High.
North Hollywood High?
Mm-hmm.
See, I used to know a girl who went to North Hollywood High. Do you know Betty Gilfillan?
No.
Oh, I guess she graduated by the time you were in school. She was tall. You wouldn't know her, I don't suppose.
No. She must have graduated by the time I got to school.
Sure, it was a silly question. Say, I was just thinking, I hope you don't mind me standing here talking to you. I don't usually do this. I'm not in the habit of doing it, I mean.
Oh, I don't mind.
Hope you don't think I'm trying to be fresh.
Oh, not at all.
At midnight, I just feel a little closer to people at bus stops, I guess. Maybe because we're like a little world all our own. There's so few of us, if you get what I mean. Sort of like being on a desert island. Lonely, kind of.
It is that way. I never quite thought of it that way, but it is.
So you don't think I'm fresh?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, I thought maybe you might have. I'm not trying to be. Say, there's a hamburger stand open around the corner. Would you like to have a cup of coffee?
Well,
if you think you should be getting home, don't consider it for a minute, but if you have a little time...
Well...
Forget it.
All right, let's get a cup of coffee.
No, I feel funny. You've got to be getting home.
No, it's all right.
No, forget it. It wasn't gentlemanly of me to ask.
No, I'd like a cup of coffee.
Well, since you might have known Betty Gilfillan, I guess it's all right, isn't it?
Sure.
Two hamburgers with onions. You want onions?
Yes, please.
Two hamburgers with onions and two coffees.
I like hamburgers.
Oh, I don't know.
Why not?
I can take them or leave them. You never know what's in them.
In a reputable establishment.
You never know what's in them.
Say, you know all about me, and I don't know anything about you.
Anything you'd like to know. Except, first you ought to know, I hate to talk about myself.
Oh, that's very odd. Most people like to talk about themselves.
Well, I don't.
Well, you don't have to tell me anything you don't want to tell me.
Oh, I've got nothing to hide. I didn't mean that. I meant... I have a position with Paramount Studios.
What kind of position?
Executive.
Really?
Strictly.
Well, that's wonderful. You look very young for such a position.
22.
Only 22 and an executive? Well, isn't that unusual?
That's enough about me. What about you?
Well, I work in a dime store. Toy department.
Oh?
It isn't very interesting.
On the contrary, it can become a real chance to study human nature.
Yes, I suppose.
Say, do you mind if I ask you something a little personal?
No.
Because I feel I've known you such a long time already. If you don't mind, what were you doing tonight? What I mean is a girl like you isn't really safe down here at this hour.
Oh, I had a date. He lives in West Hollywood. He took the Hollywood car, and I'm taking the Valley car.
He left you to get home yourself?
Oh, I told him I could.
Well, if I were him, I'd certainly have a little more concern for your welfare.
Oh, I told him it was all right. What about you?
Oh, I went to a movie with a young lady. I just took her home. She lives south.
Oh.
We saw Home of the Brave.
Oh.
Didn't you see it?
No, not yet.
You didn't see Home of the Brave?
Not yet, no.
Oh, it was good.
Well, that's what my sister said.
Boy, when he's caught on the island, something snapped and he can't walk. Boy.
That's what my sister said.
Your sister?
Louise. She's awfully pretty. You'd like her. Everybody likes Louise.
She sounds nice. Say, next Saturday night, what about seeing Home of the Brave with me?
Oh, I'd hate to make you sit through it again.
Oh, no, on the contrary. I thought it was worth seeing again. Even a third time. Besides, I like doing things for people like you. It's my nature.
I can see that. I can see that you're very kind.
Oh, I try to be nice. I figure you might as well if you're going to live with people.
You won't think less of me if I tell you something.
Not at all.
I didn't go to the show with my boyfriend.
You didn't?
No. I was stood up.
You were?
It's never happened before.
I'd like to know who he was.
I don't know what made him do it.
Men can be cruel.
Can you imagine asking a girl to meet you at the Pantages Theater and then not having the goodness to show up?
Awful.
Of course, I was humiliated.
Well, I don't blame you.
I waited for so long, my feet began to hurt. And he never showed up at all.
Well, it certainly took long enough. Hamburger certainly took long enough, didn't they?
I don't mind.
Well, I'll tell you something.
What?
This puts us somewhat in the realm of coincidence.
You too?
Me too. I went to the show alone. This girl I was going to take out, she called up at 7 o'clock and said she didn't feel well.
That's dirty.
Say, that's life. She found somebody who can spend a lot on her, I guess. And she lives in nightclubs. Me, I can only afford movies.
I suppose it sounds a little silly, but I feel much better now. I don't feel so alone.
You know something? You're nice. My name's Henry. Henry Phelps.
Naomi Tarakowski. How do you do?
How do you do? I'm glad you told me.
About what?
Well, being...
Stood up.
Well, yes. I'm glad you told me. You see, I lied to you. I'm not an executive at Paramount. I'm just in the cutting room.
Well... Well, so what? You'll be an executive someday, I bet.
You think so?
Sure. And do you know why? Because you think big.
Do I?
My sister Louise is always saying that if you think big, real big, you're bound to click somewhere.
Well, I think big, but...
And you don't like to talk about yourself. Dale Carnegie says...
That's because I've never had anything important to say about myself.
Oh, you mustn't say that.
No, it's true. In the Army, I was in the Quartermaster Corps.
Well, what's unimportant about the Quartermaster Corps? The Army certainly needed quartermasters.
Well, it isn't exactly chemical warfare.
Well, perhaps not.
You know those tests on psychology they have in the magazine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, last week I took one, and did I come out lousy?
What did it say?
It said... Oh, I don't know.
Oh, now, come on. What did it say?
It said... I needed love.
Well, that's nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry I mentioned
it. Oh, not at all.
I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Not at all. Please don't think that. I guess maybe I do, too.
Need love?
I guess maybe. See, are you sure you want to take me all the way home?
Well, why not?
It's late.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, if you're sure.
I'm positive. Now, what was that you were saying about psychology? It was a pleasure.
I can't thank you enough.
I'll see you next Saturday.
All right.
Don't forget.
I won't. Good night.
Good night. She's wonderful. Now, really, admit it, Henry. Isn't she wonderful? Hello. Is this the Tarakowski residence?
Yes. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
May I take your coat?
Thank you.
Oh, gardenias. They're lovely.
Common but appropriate.
Come on into the living room and make yourself comfortable. Naomi's having a little trouble with her hair. She washed it the other night.
I see.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Louise, Naomi's sister.
I'm pleased to know you.
She told me an awful lot about you. You work at MGM, don't you?
Paramount.
She said MGM. You cut things.
Something like that.
Well, I'm awfully glad Naomi's found someone. I mean, someone her type. Well, I mean, she's so lonely sometimes, I worry about her.
She's a fine girl.
Oh, I didn't mean to insinuate.
Oh, no, no, not at all.
You'll find Naomi very intelligent.
She's all right.
Louise, will you help me for a minute?
Excuse me. Having trouble with your hair?
Try that stuff again, Louise.
Try what?
Don't be so innocent. You know what. Every boy that ever comes to see me, you try it with. Just because he's come to see me.
Oh, he's got bushy eyebrows, a high forehead, and he's not tall. He'll be bald at 30, I can tell. I'm not the least interested.
Stop it, Louise. He'll hear you.
What do I care? A jerk.
He's not a jerk.
It's all right with me.
So you're prettier than I am. And Mom was always giving you more attention. And every time I got something, you took it away from me. And Mom always said, let her have it, dear. She's your sister. Well, not anymore. Mom's gone.
Now, who's talking too loud?
Well, I'm grown up now, Louise. He may not be handsome, but he's nice. Very nice. And you just stay away from him.
I wouldn't have him if you gave him to me. If I couldn't do better than that, Naomi.
I know. You can always do better than that. Now, please go back in there and keep him company, if you don't mind.
I mind, but I'll go. Well, we finally got it settled. Her hair problem. It's so fine, you know, it's very hard to control.
Say, it's a very nice dress you have on.
Like it? I made it myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You must be pretty handy.
I make most of my own clothes.
I see.
Not that I'm a homebody.
Oh, I can see that you're not.
I like to go out. I bet you dance well.
Not too well.
No, I bet you do.
Nah, my feet are too big.
I bet you have a fine sense of rhythm.
Oh, no.
I can tell. You're sensitive.
Oh, no.
I'm going out, too.
Hope you have a lovely time.
All ready.
Gosh, you look nice. I brought you these.
Oh, thank you. They're lovely. Well, good night, Louise.
Glad to have met you.
Good night, Henry. Have a good time.
We'll return you to Make Believe Town and Virginia Bruce in just a moment.
Conductor Showcase, a new full-hour show on CBS that gives you the chance of a lifetime. Starting tomorrow night, the nation's top popular composer-conductors will lead a special 48-piece orchestra in their brilliant arrangements of Rodgers, Berlin, Humans, Kern, Gershwin, and other modern masters of song. Tomorrow night, it's David Bruckman on the Showcase. On succeeding Wednesdays, you'll find Raymond Page, Mark Warnow, Robert Russell Bennett, and Ray Block. For an unusual hour with the top men in their field and music you love to hear, don't miss Conductor Showcase starting Wednesday night on most of these same CBS stations.
Now here's Virginia Bruce with Act Two of today's Make-Believe Town story, Hollywood Romance.
It's now a little later that same Saturday night. Henry and Naomi have taken the streetcar from the valley into Hollywood and are going to a picture. But ever since they left Naomi's house, Henry has been talking about Louise, Naomi's sister. And something about the two girls seems to puzzle him.
There will be a half-hour wait for all seats. A half-hour wait.
So that was your sister. She's pretty, all right.
Yeah, she's nice.
You don't like her, do you?
Why do you say that?
Because you don't. I know. You see, I'm something of a psychologist.
Well, you're wrong. I like her very much. After all, she's my only sister.
Hold your own tickets, please. Hold your own tickets.
You don't like her. You don't have to tell me you do. I understand.
I don't see that it has anything to do with you. I mean us.
I didn't say it did. I was merely making a casual observation.
I don't see what you have against her.
Nothing. I told you I like her.
She's wonderful. Louise is a wonderful girl.
The number of jobless are 2 4.
Yes, got a seat for
her. Okay.
Excuse me, please. Oh, sorry.
At the same time, more people were working than at any time.
Louise is a wonderful girl.
I know it. You don't have to convince me.
And if you're going to go around making those kind of remarks about her,
quiet.
What kind of remarks? I didn't make any remarks about her.
You said she wasn't good enough to be my sister.
I didn't say that. I said no one was good enough to be in the same place as you. It's because I think so much of you that I said it.
Will you be quiet?
It's no way to put it.
Silly Naomi, the whole thing.
Why don't you take her out and see?
Because I know she's nice. I just made a common, ordinary, casual observation that any discerning human being might have made.
Would you mind being quiet back there?
Sorry.
I don't know anything.
Take her out and see.
But I don't want to take her out. I want to take you out.
I want you to take her out.
But why? I don't get it.
Because I want you to. Can't you understand? I want you to.
All right, Naomi, I'll ask her. I'll ask her out if it'll make you feel better. Only I must say, I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
If you tell him to quit that gabbing, I'm going to call an usher.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
To whom do you wish to speak, please?
To you, Louise.
Oh, this isn't George Ramirez.
No.
Well, who is it?
Henry Phelps, remember?
Oh, yes.
Would you consider it an insult to your sister if I asked you out with me?
That's a peculiar request.
Well, would you?
Well, not particularly.
It's a date. Saturday?
Tied up Saturday.
Sunday night at 8.
All right, Henry. Bye.
Can't live with him, and you can't live without him. You can't live with him, and you can't live without him. So that's pretty good. Gosh, the coast road is nice at night.
Yes. The road winds like a huge python.
That's very poetic, Louise. I never quite thought of it like that.
I write poetry. Would you like to hear some?
Yes, I would.
I wrote one called Angels in Dark Water Swimming. When we get home, I'll read it to you, if you won't laugh.
Poetry? Laugh? Well, my gosh, if you named somebody, anybody whom I could be, I'd choose Lord Byron.
I didn't know you liked poetry that much.
It's just another facet of my total personality.
Oh?
So where'd you get the car I was going to ask you?
A friend of mine. She has a good deal of money, and she likes me and said I could use it tonight.
I feel funny driving her. I'd hate to wreck it.
I don't think a girl looks good behind a wheel on a date.
I know, but I feel kind of funny driving her.
Well, then why don't we stop for a while?
Stop for a while?
Mm-hmm. Pull in the next drive and we'll look at the ocean.
What?
Sure. There's one.
Sure. Nice here.
Put your arm around me. I'm a little cold.
Louise, I feel funny.
The heater's broken. I'm cold. That's much better. How do you feel?
Funny. Naomi, my...
Closer.
Gosh, you're pretty. In the moonlight. You're the prettiest girl I've ever been out with.
Am I?
May I kiss you?
Never have.
Louise.
All right, that's enough.
Louise.
That's enough, I said. Let's go. It's cold here.
Louise.
It's cold. I want to go home.
Hey, Henry, for Pete's sake, watch what you're doing.
Huh?
You got Bob Hope upside down.
Huh?
The film. Start over.
Sure.
What's the matter with you? You in love or something?
Sam, she's wonderful. No kidding, Sam, this girl is wonderful. She's like no other girl ever walked the face of the earth, Sam.
I'm happy for you, Henry, but please, if you gotta fall in love, don't take it out on Bob Hope.
What?
He's upside down.
Yeah. How could I do a crazy thing like that to Bing Crosby?
I suppose you're satisfied. He hasn't called in 3 weeks.
No, don't blame me.
Why did you do it? How could you be so cruel?
I didn't do anything. You asked him to take me out, didn't you? You wanted to see if I could interest him. You wanted to see if there was one boy in the whole world that I couldn't interest. Well, you lost. It's your own fault, Naomi.
I know you're right. It's my own fault.
No, don't feel so bad. He might call yet, who knows?
Louise! Louise!
What? Oh, Henry. You've been coming down to the office for a month now. I told you.
I had to see you before you went to work. Louise, I love you.
You only think you do.
I can't help it. That night, something snapped. I mean, you did something to me. Louise, can I take you somewhere Saturday?
I'm busy Saturday, Henry.
Well, Sunday, then.
Sunday, too.
Monday, Tuesday.
No, Henry.
Louise, gosh, Louise.
I'm late. I'm sorry, Henry. Very sorry. Now go home, Henry, and let me alone.
Isn't she wonderful? Go ahead, admit it. Isn't she the most wonderful girl in the world?
You going to lunch, Henry?
Yes, Sam.
Hey, what's the matter with you? You look terrible. You got rings around your eyes. Did you know that?
Rings?
Black ones.
It's no wonder.
What about your girl?
Only two things ever bother me, money and girls.
Is it this Louise?
Well, I can only get her out of my mind. I do such foolish things like following her down the street for blocks just to catch a glimpse of her. Like meeting her down at the office just to talk to her.
Well, Henry, if I were you, if she's treating you that bad, making you feel this terrible, I wouldn't have anything to do with her. A woman that'll treat you like that has no love in her heart.
You don't know Louise. Ever show you a picture?
No.
Well, look, this is her. No, this isn't her. This is her sister, Naomi.
Uh-huh.
Naomi. She'd never do a thing like that. Telling me to kiss her and then throwing me off like an old coat.
She looks like a sweet girl.
Beauty isn't everything, only skin deep.
There's something in that.
It's the beauty of a person's soul. It's what's underneath. Takes a while for people to see what's underneath sometimes, because it's kind of like a glare beauty is, I mean. Blinds you temporarily. But after you know somebody and your eyes get accustomed to the good looks, and you see underneath there's nothing but an evil soul.
The commissary's this way.
Oh, yeah.
You gonna lend me that dollar?
Sure. What dollar?
The dollar you said you lent me for lunch.
Sure. Yes, sir, Sam. A girl only treats Henry Phelps like that once. Just once. She never gets a second chance.
That's the spirit.
Wouldn't you throw her over?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you get in touch with your sister instead, whom you deeply have a real affection for?
Sure.
Sam, you're a friend. That's real good advice.
Will you set the table, Louise? I'm busy with the roast.
Oh, I'm busy, Naomi. I haven't seen Henry in weeks. Have you?
No, I haven't.
He stopped pestering me at the office. Oh, I'll get it. Hello.
Hello. Louise?
Look, Henry, please. I've told you.
Is Naomi there?
Naomi?
Your sister.
Oh, Naomi. Just a moment. Naomi, telephone.
Oh, Her rope will be ruined. Turn it off for me, Louise, will you? Hello?
Naomi?
Oh, hello, Henry.
Hello.
Who do you wish to speak to?
Who do I wish to speak to? Who do I wish to speak to? That's a silly question.
To me?
Certainly. Are you busy tonight?
Not that I can't break.
Not that you can't break what?
Well, I had an engagement, but not one I can't break.
Break it. I'll see you at 8:30.
8:30. All right, Henry.
The news of the world distresses me.
Me too.
When you think how beautiful and big the world is and how there's room for everybody to live peacefully, it gets a little silly, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
And mostly because people don't take an interest in international affairs. They don't read enough. They don't realize what's going on.
Well, they certainly don't.
Naomi, you aren't mad at me.
No, Henry.
Because I behaved like a fool. Louise was pretty and I behaved like a fool. And I was lying when I said I didn't know why you wanted me to take her out. Which is still another way of saying I was a fool.
You weren't a fool. And it makes it nice now that I know you wanted to take me out again. See, I'll tell you how it was. I wanted you to take out both Louise and me so you could judge. I mean, so you could choose between us. That was the only way I could really and truly know.
Sure, I'm something of a psychologist. I saw that. And I want you to know that I wasn't really in love with her. Not really in love. Just what you might call a juvenile fascination.
Henry, I wish you'd tell me something.
Sure.
Why did you take me out again? It wasn't because Louise turned you down.
Not at all. It didn't have a thing to do with it. It was because I like you. Because you have many fine qualities, both as a human being and as a woman. Because I guess I'd like Louise to be my sister-in-law.
Henry.
Barton. Barton and Highland.
Henry. I love you, too.
You do? You love me? You do?
Yes, Henry, I do. Henry.
Huh?
How did you know how I felt about my sister?
How did I know? Why, didn't I tell you?
Uh-uh.
I've got a handsome brother.
Hollywood and Highland next. Hollywood and Highland.
Well, that's the story of one kind of Hollywood romance, and how a boy and a girl found each other and their future happiness, waiting for a streetcar at the corner of Hollywood and Highland. I want to extend a very special invitation to you all to be sure and listen tomorrow at the same time, for I have what I think is one of the most gripping dramas ever to come out of Hollywood. It's a story of courage and strength and the faith of a man who refused to give up, even though the odds against him were almost insurmountable. It's the story of Rudy Bowman, a very real person. In fact, Mr. Bowman himself will be here in the studio to play a part in our dramatization of his life. So join us again tomorrow, won't you, for the Rudy Bowman story. Until then, this is Virginia Bruce reminding you that there are as many great stories behind the scene as those that find their way to the screen. In make-believe town, Hollywood, the glamour capital of the world.
Featured in today's story were Joy Terry as Naomi and David Ellis, who wrote the script and played the role of Henry. Our producer-director is Ralph Rose. Music is by Ivan Dittmars. Listen again tomorrow at the same time when Virginia Bruce returns with another story from Make-Believe Town, Hollywood. This is John Jacobs speaking.
Black magic and white magic. Here are phrases you'd expect to find in the dark streets of Soho or the back trails of the jungles. But tomorrow night you will find them bandied about in a small American town, River's End, home of Dr. Christian. And it'll be the kindly small-town physician himself who practices the white magic, healing a serious domestic breach with the aid of a television set. CBS cordially invites you to hear this latest Dr. Christian story, White Magic, tomorrow night on most of these same CBS stations. Make-Believe Town, Hollywood, starring Virginia Bruce, comes to you every day at this time transcribed. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.